He is the owner, the governor, the chairman of the Ottawa Senators, and I think he's happy.
Number one fan, too.
He's Eugene Melnyk. Hello, Melnyk. Congratulations. Way to go.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for having me.
All right, so here's a question. Shannon was in here earlier and wanted me to ask you this question. What the hell were you doing taking pictures at the in the arena the other night? Don't you have photographers? Don't you have people?
I have people, but people lose pictures. I just, listen, these are times that you never, ever, ever want to forget. Mm. And I just made sure that I had a few nice pictures, you know, of the moment. And I don't know which game, because I take them at every game. I keep every stub, but I've gone to every single game but one. And it's been, you know, just fantastic going around to these arenas.
You actually keep ticket stubs?
Yes, I do. Well, if we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, yeah.
Really?
We're making history.
And then what? Where do they go? In a drawer somewhere?
We'll donate them to a museum, no less.
Really? All right, okay. So,
well, I'm actually giving the History Museum my Queen's Plate.
Wow. Good for you. That's a good idea.
They have a big Canada display, and they've got all sorts of... They've got a whole hockey display, and apparently... they've got a Northern Dancer display, and they asked me if I would give them their, I have a Queen's Plate, and I have all the trophies from the Triple Crowns in Canada. So
right.
I'm donating them. And
good for you.
Hopefully people will watch it along with my ticket stubs.
So I assume you get, to some degree, nervous before a game, especially at this point in the year, maybe not so much in the regular season. But how would you categorize your degree of anxiety as a game approaches? When you get set for game one in Pittsburgh Saturday night, are you going to be a mess?
Probably.
Really?
I bet you I will. Oh, yeah. The stakes are so high now that every goal, every minute counts. You know, you knew in that game that we played, the last game, that we had to keep them out of the scorecard for the first 10 minutes. That was the first objective.
Right.
And if we were to, the basic philosophy was if we could score a goal in the first period and then either be even or up, we win the game. And we got out of there 2-0, so we felt a little less pressure. But, you know, you can blow a game, and you've seen it. You've seen it all these games. You can blow a game within 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Gone, 3 goals. And, you know, you spend the next 2 hours sitting there looking at everybody else cheering against you. So... yes, you get very nervous about these things.
One of the challenges running the Senators last couple of years for you, Eugene, has been when the team hasn't done well, you've been challenged on the payroll. And you look now at the payroll, well, not just yourselves, but the Nashville Predators among the bottom third of the National Hockey League. Does this prove you right that you don't have to necessarily spend to the max to have a winning hockey team?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I've always said it. And by the way, we're no slouch. Even though you say we're in the bottom third, there's like $3 million difference between us,
right,
and number, I think, 6 or something.
Right, but you could spend more if you wanted.
Yeah, but you could waste more if you wanted. You know, some of these teams that are no longer with us, do you know how many millions of dollars they got buried in the minors that you never see?
This team in this town right here. That's part of their strategy.
You know, I can't say those things, but you can. But
I just did.
You did. You just did. But seriously, it's so for us, you know, it almost forces the GMs to really think 5 times before they spend a nickel. Because they know they only have so much. If you got all the money in the world, you're going to blow it out, and you really, frankly, don't care because you're making so much money. In our case, we don't have that luxury. We blow it on a few contracts, and, you know, we can't recover. In some cases you win, some cases you lose, but if, you know, you got too many in the loss column, you're going to hurt for many years until you do a rebuild, which we did.
Can you even imagine where this franchise would be without Carlson? I mean, I know that in the media we tend to focus on the star players and maybe overemphasize their significance, or maybe we don't. Maybe it's real. I never asked you about many of your players, but give me your take on this guy. He's the integral piece of the puzzle.
Count with him. I honestly have. You can't. You know, every time you think he's in in the windshield, he turns out to be a fly somewhere else. He's just he is so good, and it kills me because it doesn't kill me because we're you're seeing what you're getting, and imagine him healthy. Forget about what you're seeing on the ice today. I saw him after the game. I went down to the dressing room after we won, and I always do on the road. And I just, you know, you look at the guy, you know, he could hardly walk, almost carried into the shower when he took his skates off.
Wow.
And how he loses that or controls that pain, I have no idea. Mm. But he's got two fractures on his heel.
He's playing through
it. And he goes in, and it's like they somehow they block it off. And it's the same with all the others. I got seven guys that would never play in a regular season right now, ever. They'd be on the sidelines. They are pressing us to play. And, you know, these are serious. I mean, I saw one of the boys, he had a cut into the right side just under his rib. And it was as gross as you could ever see. He's playing.
Mm.
You know, every shift, you almost can't tell. So when you talk about Carlson, he's just beyond the best. And, you know, many times I've tried to compare him, but there's no comparison on him. That's all I can tell you.
So you're four wins away from the Stanley Cup Final. You were last in the Stanley Cup Final in 2007, lost, didn't play particularly well in the final. I think you'd agree. Is there any lesson you would take from that final that you would now apply to your team this year?
On a personal basis or team basis?
Just on a team basis, how the what the team should do, how it should travel, what hotel, you know, anything, any preparation.
Yeah, I can answer you there. They have all thought it through, and they're changing a few things up in the way they do things, how they travel, when they travel, what they eat, when they eat. And
because you guys didn't play well in that final, did you?
In 07?
Yeah.
That Anaheim series was a disaster. I was there.
Yep.
And it wasn't fun at all. And I did not appreciate how special that time was. I thought, because I was kind of a newbie, and so I'm walking around thinking, well, you know what, if we lost this year, we'll be back in the next few years. Like 10 years later, we're going wild just being into the third round.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the players, you know, that's one of the reasons we're so well-balanced. We have the veterans. Been there, done that, have the pressure. You got Alfie there, and he's very interactive with the players, and he's there at every game, and he's in the dressing room. And we're just trying our best. You know, we're very humbled. Everybody's very humbled by this, but they're extremely focused on winning. It's all about the winning.
Well, four games to go, and then you get back to the Stanley Cup Final. And I guess, I don't know if it's ironic, curious, interesting, that maybe you get another shot at Anaheim.
I'd rather play the Predators.
Oh,
would you really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it doesn't matter who we play. It's not me playing on the ice, but just as a team, you got Mike Fisher over there. It'd be interesting to have Subban in the playoffs, and
oh yeah,
you know, that's a kind of a fun team. Plus, we get home advantage, of course.
Okay. Once again, Melnick, you've buried the lead, as we like to say in the media business.
We do get home on them. That's the only team we get home on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is what it is.
I suspect that the opposition in the playoffs is not something you will worry about imminently, rather just getting there yourself. We congratulate you on the success that your club has had so far. We wish you good luck the rest of the way, and we thank you as always for taking time for us. We'll hopefully talk again before the playoffs are over. Thanks, Eugene.
You got it. Thank you.